And Wall Street opens this morning after a rough day yesterday. All the major stock indices fell more than 2% as the market continued its downward slide. The S&P 500 is now 20% off its peak, and that means it's officially in a bear market. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
For weeks, high energy prices and tight credit conditions have been eating away at investor morale, and yesterday saw more of the same. Shares of Merrill Lynch fell 9% after a rating agency warned it may have to write down more debt, and financial stocks fell across the board. Then Cisco Systems said the economy may not turn around until next year. Hugh Johnson, chairman of Johnson Illington Advisors, says Cisco is an important bellwether stock for the market.
When they say or seem to imply that things are not getting better for the economy, not getting better for spending on technology, very demoralizing to the technology sector and very demoralizing, quite frankly, to the whole economy.
By the end of the day, all of the major stock averages were down more than 2%. The S&P 500 has now lost more than 20% of its value since last October, which is considered a bear market. And Johnson says that may have had an effect on investors.
Sometimes when you cross that 20% hurdle, everybody or some investors throw the towel in and start to sell.
Meanwhile, shares of the big federally sponsored mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac lost ground again. Analysts have been warning that the companies face big problems and may need to find ways to raise more money. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.